It is August 14. In the army, I constantly encounter people who spent years preparing for a full-scale war, who knew it was inevitable and did everything to increase the chances of both their own survival and Ukraine's victory. Just a reminder, the war with Russia did not start in 2022, but in 2014, when Russia occupied Crimea and initiated a hybrid invasion in the Donbas. It was called hybrid because Russia itself did not acknowledge its involvement in the conflict. Its soldiers fought with the insignias and under flags of the Kremlin-invented so-called People's Republic, which supposedly randomly found weapons and equipment in the fields, including tanks and missile launchers. The whole world understood that it was a lie, that there were no People's Republics, that this was a Russian occupation of parts of Ukrainian territory, and that under the guise of local militias, professional military Russian personnel were actually waging war against Ukraine. However, everyone pretended to believe the Russian falsehood because trading with Russia was so advantageous. Even after the Russian shot down a civilian Dutch plane with a supposedly found in the field missile launcher, the world did not cease cooperation with Russia. At that time, cheap oil and gas seemed more valuable to many than human lives and democratic principles. And it's not just foreigners. Within Ukraine itself, there were plenty of people who were willing to give up both Crimea and Donbas in exchange for Russian money. Even in parliament, there were at least several dozen deputies who advocated for friendship with Moscow, even at the cost of losing Ukrainian territories and sovereignty. So until the full-scale Russian invasion in February of last year, the world and many Ukrainians themselves did not grasp the real threat we were all facing. It's quite astonishing that there were thousands of individuals who were truly preparing for a major war, investing their own money, time, and efforts into this preparation. For example, in Kharkiv, I met a man who was a very successful businessman before the full-scale invasion. As early as 2014, he realized that an attack on Kharkiv was inevitable and began preparing for it. He purchased legal firearms, ammunition, set up shelters for his family and colleagues, and bought several bank security vans, not combat armor, of course, but still a form of protection. Additionally, he personally funded individuals who wanted to travel abroad to learn how to operate modern combat equipment and handle weapons such as anti-tank missile systems and mortars. All of this was done at his own expense. There was also a lawyer who rallied people around him willing to resist the Russians, and every year he would take these individuals to training sessions with Western instructors. They would all take time off work, board airplanes, and head off to train in combat and survival under the harshest conditions. They endured freezing temperatures near the polar circle, suffered heat exhaustion in tropical climates, and learned to survive by eating insects and leaves. This preparation was not in vain. Those who underwent this training are now ready for anything and are formidable adversaries of the enemy. It turned out that many people not only prepared for the full-scale invasion themselves, but also assisted others. They funded training and equipment and even taught others themselves. My acquaintances, who are medical professionals, spent years traveling across the country freely importing the basics of military medicine to people. How to stop bleeding, immobilize a fractured limb, and evacuate the wounded. And all these individuals are now on the front lines. Not a single one of them has regretted investing time and money into preparing for the horror we are facing now.